7:40 in Chicago. How are you doing? How you doing? Blackhawks got a crazy week. They're in D.C. yesterday with the president. We'll be in Minnesota on Sunday for the outdoor game. And my friend Troy Murray, Blackhawks legend, and of course has the pleasure of working with John Weideman in the booth. The great Troy Murray is here. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
5 weeks from golf.
Oh, I think I might go today.
What?
I just walked outside. It's beautiful out.
55-mile-an-hour winds, but don't let that stop you. It's fine.
Exactly.
As long as every hole is downwind, it's going to be a good day for you. All right, so were you in D.C. yesterday?
I was.
And is the trip to the White House getting old?
Well, kind of strange story, whatever it is, but this is the first time that I went into the White House.
Well, what, they leave you on the lawn last time? What do you mean the first time you went in?
Well,
wow, I'm getting the sense something bad happened.
He took something.
No. The first time I was out on the lawn. The second time, there was a separate trip that they took, and I did not go on that one. This time, we were inside, and the players are and the immediate staff and
I get it.
In the organization are the guys that get to actually go in there and shake the president's hand and stuff like that, and we get to be a part of the festivities, but not the actual team thing, which is I think is appropriate and have the team.
You can't let just any riffraff in. No, I mean, you got to be careful.
Exactly.
You can't let
and
just
I'm on that bottom line of the riffraff.
You see, like, there's a bouncer at the door of the White House. I'm sorry, Troy, you're not on the list.
It's quite a process to get into the White House.
I'm saying it should be.
It should be, exactly. I think they should have one of those signs that says 45 minutes from here while you wind through about 18 million security checks. But I would rather have it that way than any other way.
Growing up in Canada, and where'd you grow up?
I was born in Calgary, raised out west in a little town called St. Albert, just north of Edmonton, in Alberta.
How much of an emphasis is there in Canadian schools when you're a kid on America or on the presidency itself, where you have a sense of what a big deal it is to go to the White House? Was that a big deal as a kid?
I'll tell you, the Canadian school system has a lot more emphasis on the American, political system and then American government than the American governments have about the schools have about the Canadian system.
Yeah,
put it
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, it should be a better balance, but I understand that. Yeah. So going to the point being, going to the White House and getting to go into the White House had to be pretty cool.
You know what it was, and as a matter of fact, Steve, a couple of years ago, right around this time, I became a U.S. citizen. So for me, it was kind of a nice thing to do to come in there, and then you know what, you're meeting the most powerful man in the free world, and I think that's pretty incredible, pretty special.
It is pretty special, and it's good news for Troy because prior to him becoming a citizen, Donald Trump was going to build a wall around him.
Exactly. There really is a very powerful feeling. When the president walks into the room, it's pretty incredible. It really is.
We've got to get him to a game. Is anybody pushing him on coming
to a
game?
He's got a parking pass now.
He gave him a parking pass?
Did you hear what he said, too?
I missed that.
It was the best gift that he's ever gotten at the White House.
Well, yeah, because when he becomes a private citizen, he's back in Chicago, you lose a lot of the bennies.
But then
you better
he said,
have parking.
Then he said he might sell it on eBay, though.
he had a great sense of humor yesterday. He was funny, but he was really excited that Mr. Rocky Wirtz gave him a lifetime anywhere you want to park United Center pass, and I think it had the presidential seal on there. It was really kind of cool. He did. He goes, "This is the best thing I've ever got."
You know what? That's a very cool gift. That's a very cool gift.
Yeah, it was. I mean, just to be there, I was a couple of rows right in front of him. Obviously, you saw the Stanley Cup up there. John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz were up there. It was very, very special, very cool. I was glad I went.
We got to turn him into a hockey fan. I know he loves sports, and I know he loves winning, and he's a very competitive guy. We got to get him. I mean, maybe he's a bigger hockey fan than I think he is. He's got to be getting closer because you guys are there every 10 minutes.
I think he's on a first-name basis with Q.
Yeah, he referenced Q's mustache, too.
Oh, maybe we can get him to come to mustache night. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. The president announced for mustache night. All right, let me talk to you. Let me get a quick traffic in here, and I want to got a couple more minutes. I want to talk to you about the outdoor game on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And if you could explain to people what a cool deal it is to play the game at the highest level and then get a chance to play outdoors and how much you wish you were going to be on the ice Sunday. Stand by. Troy's going, are you kidding me? Those guys would kill me. Troy Murray is our pal, and, of course, Troy and John Weideman do an incredible job calling Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN. You ever look at Weideman and go, I have no idea how he's that good?
He's the best. He is the absolute best in the business and what he does. It's amazing. I have the headset on. I'm standing right next to him. I'm watching the game, and he's telling me what I'm watching. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You got a good seat. All right, so pond hockey. How big a deal is pond hockey to a Canadian boy?
Well, pond hockey is kind of a unique thing, but growing up in Canada, we played all of our games outdoors as a kid. We had one building that was indoor ice, and we had maybe one game a year there. We played all our games outdoors, so we were always outdoor. Anything we could find frozen, we were outdoor playing on those, ponds and outdoor rinks that they had set up. Every schoolyard, like here, every schoolyard has a baseball field.
Yep.
Every school in Canada has an outdoor hockey rink, basically.
Sure. Makes sense. Way it should be.
It's priority over the baseball field.
Yeah, no, but it makes sense. It makes total sense. So when you see those guys out there, because I think this is such a cool thing the NHL's done, and it's really been a great attraction for the game. You remember when this first started, when the Hawks did the first one at Wrigley Field on that blistering cold day, there was nothing else going on January 1st. There may have been a college bowl game or two, but it wasn't a BCS championship game. Really smart by the NHL marketing side. Now there's four or five of them every year, but I think this is a really cool thing. So Sunday, admit it, you'd want to be down there on the ice, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm going to work in the ice on Saturday afternoon just to make sure that everything's okay for the players on Sunday when they go out there.
Right.
But I would have loved to have played an NHL game outdoors. I think that's really cool, especially, what makes it special, and it's more of a localized thing other than the Winter Classic. These are called the Outdoor Stadium Series games, whatever it is. The Winter Classic is the game that's played, January 1st or January, whatever it is, right at the beginning. These Outdoor Stadium Series games are pretty unique. You had one out in L.A. in 60-degree weather.
Yeah, exactly.
You've seen these other ones. This one's the University of Minnesota football field. The venues, they were in Michigan with Toronto and Detroit. These venues that they have just make it so unique to be outside and to experience kind of a different atmosphere. It's pretty incredible. I would have loved to play one of these games as a player.
Now tell me about the alumni game and who's most likely to break a hip.
I'm going to score one goal in the first shift, and then I'm pulling the groin.
Well, I hope it's your own.
Well, you never know. It's going to be pretty, it's going to be so much fun. We've got a social tonight with the Stars and the Wild players. And I think that's going to be just a ton of fun just to see these old guys that you played against. And this was a true rivalry back in the day. And hopefully it doesn't escalate up to anything other than, maybe a little bit of a pushing match, which I hope it doesn't even get to that point.
Right.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to be out there. We've got a very wide range of age people going to play for us. We've got Cliff Cole, who's the president of our Alumni Association. He's going to be out there. And then we've got a guy like Jamal Mayers, who was only a couple years removed from the NHL. So it's going to be really interesting. The Minnesota Wild have a good lineup, obviously, because they've got home ice advantage there, and they've got some greats that played back in the day and some recent guys from the Minnesota Wild that are playing as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Who are we talking about? Are we talking about Madonna, Neil Broughton, guys like that?
Yep. I would say Mike Madonna is one of the guys. Brian Bellows, Bully Putt, the big rugged winger is going to be back there. Kurt Giles, Brad Maxwell, some of the old names. And then they've got guys like Wes Waltz, who I think still works for the Minnesota Wild in some capacity. Ex-Blackhawks, Andrew Brunette, who's one of the assistant coaches for Minnesota is going to be playing in the game. So it's going to be interesting. Hopefully they kind of match up the errors against one another, because I don't really want to feel like chasing down Mike McDonald or anybody. I don't think I can handle that.
Yeah, he hasn't been out that long. And who's coaching these two squads?
Lou Nanny is going to be coaching for the Minnesota North Star Wild alumni, and Tony Esposito and Todd Foley are going to be our coaches.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the strategy that Foley's going to bring to the game.
Probably involves ice cream.
And we're going to work on our power play tonight about 11 o'clock.
Is Olchek playing, or has he got TV commitments?
You know, it's Father's Weekend out at Penn State, so he is out there. He's going to fly in Sunday morning so he can do the game on Sunday afternoon.
I think he's just ducking the game.
Could be. That's what we all thought.
Thanks for the update, but I appreciate it. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate. We actually heard 47 and rain yesterday, but now it's good hockey playing weather. 35 with snow flurries Sunday. You like that?
I think it's going to be excellent. Yeah, there was a little bit of worry that there was going to be some rain in the area. And if there was rain, that's the worst thing that can happen. But it looks like now that could be snow flurries. You saw what happened at Soldier Field a couple of years ago, how pretty the setting was when there was snow.
It's crazy.
It is a very, very popular event in Minnesota, I'll tell you that much right now.
Have a great trip, man, and have fun. Don't hurt yourself.
I'll give you an update. Or maybe I won't on Monday, because I'll be in some hospital somewhere.
It's our friend Troy Murray, and Troy and John Weideman do the call. Kevin, when will we cover the alumni game?
The alumni game all day Saturday. The Beat's going to be broadcasting out at Old Orchard Mall in Skokie from the Blackhawks store. They've got a actual Hawks rink out there, so ages 15 and under can go and skate and hang out with the Blackhawks ice crew, receive all kinds of stuff. But Judd Surratt will be doing live updates throughout the Beat 3 to 7 Saturday. Keep you up to date on what's going on out there.
Sounds good. And then Sunday, obviously, we have the Hawks and the Minnesota Wild in the outdoor game.
That starts at 1:30. We'll have coverage. Judd will have the pregame.
Yesterday on the show.